everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God has living words to speak to his people. I found out that as we draw near to the law, we learn concepts that help us go forward and not backward. And it's very valuable to do the things of God. The Word of God will help you go forward and not backwards. He will help you live and understand greater ways, greater truths, greater choices that you can make in real time and throughout this life. Now, we have to govern ourselves by some measure, something that we choose. Many people govern their lives off what they've already learned. All their choices are based on what they already know and hold dear as true. And some they're more aimless. They don't put any as much thought in their life, and they do what others tell them to do. They trust those that have succeeded before. Personal success is varied. We grow from glory to glory, and we make choices based on what we know, based on what's going on in our time. In other words, what worked well in an older person's time may not work the same in present time. But the principles of God always work. They transcend they work when nothing else will. They work in every age of man. And people, the age of man, people respond differently to the same situations because of the way they're challenged, because of Satan. More people are being deceived. In other words, there's more people on the earth, and more people have not, and many have not known God. There's more deception. You know, and it seems that people's hearts are much harder than they were when I was a child. When I was growing up, you didn't hear about people breaking into a church. If it happened, it was so rare that, you know, you could go a decade without hearing something like that. But now, drugs are out. More people own drugs. And to get drugs, they'll do anything. And I mean anything. And it's common that, you know, people will break into a church. And hate groups will burn them down, but, you know, and crazy people will burn them down. But you didn't hear about things like that as much. There's more, if more people have turned their shoulder from God, and then they have children, the way that they raise their children, the children won't hear about God in their house. And they don't have that brace. So when you talk about God to some people, it's like speaking a foreign language. But when World War II happened, people turned their heart back to God. Many people did, and prosperity happened. And once people began to prosper and eat every day, they got lazy against the things of God, and then a generation came about that didn't know God again. This is what always happened in Israel. Every 40 years that, you know, they had some kind of war because people would change their mind against God and go after idols, and then famines and wars would happen, and then a leader would rise and lead them out of it, and then they'd prosper, and then they'd do it again, cycle after cycle. There's nothing new under the sun in the world. And every time there's a tragedy, people come back to the Lord, and they feel up the churches, And then, you know, and now what we have now is we experience the falling away that was talked about in Revelation. I mean, in 2 Timothy. And people have, many Christians have fallen away. But the wisdom of God stands true. Now, people govern their lives based on what they know or the greatest influences out there. Some people govern their lives by talk show wisdom or radio talk show wisdom. To them, it's wisdom. And they govern their life by public opinion. And it won't work. It can't hold up against every situation like the Word of God will help you do. God thinks of everything. So when you receive His counsel, you're able to not be double-minded. When people are double-minded, they're trying to operate off two opinions. And that's hard to do. It makes you unstable. For one season, you're trying to follow God. Another, you're trying to please man. Or you're trying to do what others have done or what you're used to. But when you follow God, you have to stick with what He's saying to get the end result. If you want the end result of what the Word promises you, you always have to stick with what God is saying. And if you don't stick with the Word, other things will seem good. And it always takes faith to do what the Word say do. Now, when you believe on the Lord and you have faith in Him, you have faith in His Word, and you start trusting it and you start going forward. At first, you're pioneering in faith. But when you learn to trust the Lord, it won't be so hard to continue. You'll find yourself believing God like a reflex. When you're faced with something, with some kind of challenge or the same kinds of challenges that you've always had, solving that challenge, solving the problems that challenge has brought you can become like a reflex. You do it so quick, you're quick to believe God in that situation. It's kind of like a cat lands on all fours. And it's the way that their vertebrae is made to twist. They can push it, one section can push against another, and they can land on their feet like a reflex. Well, a professional baseball player that plays the outfield, first base, second, or third, they catch the ball like a reflex. Now, when they practice until they do it, and they catch that 100-mile-an-hour ball like a reflex, they're used to it. They have the muscle memory. Basketball players who practice, they can hit free throws, they can hit three-point shots from over half the court. They practice that way, and they're good at it. And when their game is on, their playing is like a reflex. And that's why it's so much fun to watch. The average person can't do what they do. When you're looking at professional ball players, you're looking at the best of the best. There's not many people out there that can do better. And there are people that can always do better, but they never got into sport. But they are, you know, on average, the professional players are the best of the best. And it's amazing how good they can be. And it, with the Lord, when you take Him at His word, and you do what He say do, He's already evaluated you and what you're capable of. Now, he don't need you to always be the shining professional. He just need people that will do what he give them to do and see things through and receive training and obey it. There are many people who are smarter and seem more intelligent, but they will not follow God. Some people still love this world and the way of this world and know how it operates, and they scheme and plot, and they use their wisdom wrong. They even use their creative gifts wrong. And they're not going to follow God, and they don't want to. And then there are people who love God, but they don't take time to learn and receive. You see, the Word of God, you have to receive it in your heart. It has to become part of who you are. You have to believe it, and you have to receive it enough to act on it. And then, you know, that word develop, the Word of God, every section of the Word of God, as you're obedient to God and you love Him and you're obeying Him, then something happened that's very peculiar. And I'm finally able to put it in words. Every section of the Word begins to have rapport with you. At first, you were told that you can always count on God's Word. And you love God so much when you first get saved, you suspect that you can trust God's Word. But you're not skilled. But you trust that God's Word is true. Now, the skill I'm talking about is when faith becomes like a reflex. You trust it from the heart so much that no matter what happened, you can't be deterred. You can't be derailed. And when it's like that, you're going to learn things about the Word, because the Word itself will have rapport with you. And as you continually stand on the Word and don't fall and stumble and faint all the time, and you pray and you don't faint, you confess the Word and you go forward, you begin to thrive rather than survive in life. And when the Lord sees you have a winning spirit, and you're not going to take no for an answer, and you're going to continue to stand on the Word, because the Word has rapport with you, and you continue, now you have rapport with God. And when He can tell you something, even though it's a grand desire in your heart, a grand desire, a big desire, it's huge, you really wanted to do this, and then the Holy Spirit gives you true wisdom and shows you what will really happen if you trust to do something that was grand in your heart. And if you can change at that moment, that meant that the words of the Holy Spirit has rapport with you, which means the Holy Spirit Himself has rapport with you. And then now you have more rapport with God. And God has, he knows He can count on you. Now, before God build on a foundation, you have to be foundational. And if you're a foundational person that God can trust to carry out a mission, He will give you missions. Now, remember, we talked about wealth, how prosperity works yesterday in yesterday's broadcast, and we're still dealing with that. Now, when you're seeking first the kingdom of God, all these wonderful things begin to happen. And what happens after you continue, the Word of God has rapport with you, the Word of the Holy Spirit has rapport with you, you have rapport with God. God starts giving you wisdom, and you start doing that wisdom. You start doing His instructions, and you start obeying Him in ministry. And especially if he's able to anoint you to do something, and you don't let it fall to the ground, you obey everything He give you. There's something that's steadily happening for you. Because you're sowing the right seeds and doing what God says do, you will not go without being rewarded. That's impossible. Spiritual wealth is mounting up on your life. Spiritual wealth. Now, I don't say this lightly. The Lord taught me these things years ago. And this is how it happens. Now, when spiritual wealth is upon your life, Jesus said it this way. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it will be done for you. Now, if you have enough spiritual, some things require more spiritual wealth than others. And the Holy Spirit, He governs that wealth. He helps you with it. You can believe God for something. And if it's out of season, out of time, or not the best choice, the Lord will show it to you. But if you keep on asking, you'll get it. You will get it. But if you trust His judgment, you're going to have a better outcome. Whenever God gives an assignment or helps us to understand things, He gives us His wisdom. He evaluates everything. Now, on these broadcasts, I always talk about how He evaluates everything. I find it so amazing. Now, the reason I do is it's just amazing how He think of everything. This is one way I know I'm following God. I know that when, you know, you can't see God talk to you. You can't see Satan talk to you. And if you want something real bad, so bad, if you want it so much, your own spirit man has a voice also. But what sets God's voice apart is He evaluates everything. And there's stable love in it. There's wisdom in it. And it's always, always, always holy. It's not going to do anybody wrong. There's no torture in it. That nobody gets hurt. And everything the Lord do, He does it out of a motive of love. Even when he helps you to not share information when people are not ready for it, or he looks at everything. You know, the Lord, He gives grace to the humble, and He resists the proud for a reason. Now, when it comes to His knowledge is worth much more than what people would estimate it to be. Men don't value the knowledge of God like it really is. Now, when God gives us wisdom and insight, it's worth millions. It can't be bought with money. But it can save you so much trouble in life. It can save you millions of dollars worth of trouble. And it can cause you to prosper in the millions. An example, a man finished college. I gave this example. I saw it on the Christian Network one day. A man, he had trouble. He finished college and he had trouble keeping a job. In 1 year, he went through 9 jobs. And he was barely making it. He was having trouble. And he told a friend what was his problem and how he couldn't hold a job and things were not going right. He went to school for this field. He was good at it, but he wasn't doing well on the jobs. And his friend said, "Why don't you study the Proverbs every day?" And he did, and he started governing his life by the Proverbs. The same Proverbs that people neglect to read that's in the middle of the Bible. That Solomon wrote. Now, when he started doing that, he started his own company and became a multimillionaire. Now, the Word of God, the insights that He gives you is worth millions. It can save you trouble. It can save people. It can keep people from dying. And every person is worth more than millions. It can help people launch out in life and be the person God fully intended them to be. Now, and this is something the Lord taught me. Now, proud people, they do things from another motive, not love. Their motive is to look good, and they love preeminence. They want worship from men. They want the fame, which is the same thing, worship of men. They want to be recognized. They want to be famous, and they want to be seen as smart, and they want to have the best and most luxurious life they can get. That's how proud men do. So when I would talk to people that were going down the pride road, the Lord he would help me out. The revelation that he had presently given me, or recently given me, it was the weirdest thing. In that presence, I couldn't remember it, because God was resisting the proud. In that presence, it's like God took all that knowledge and put it in a suitcase and zipped it up where I couldn't get it. And I could not remember it. I could not remember any of it in their presence. But when I got in my truck and drove home, it all came back as I drove home. And I didn't understand that for years, why that happened. But at the same time, now this is how I caught on to what was going on. If I was around humble people, I'd share the revelation. They'd get excited about it and valued it highly. And the Lord would give me even more in their presence. Now, the Lord thinks of everything, even the timing. And he can relate to a spirit to spirit. You can understand things and not put it in words, not be able to put it in words. There's a lot of things that I've understood for decades and couldn't put it in words until now. Sometimes on these broadcasts, because people are so hungry, they listen to this broadcast, he's reaching out to them. He began to give me revelation years ago, decades ago, even in the late 80s and 90s. And I didn't know how to put it in words, because there was never an audience that would receive it like you. Now, the Lord can, I'm saying this because when you relate to the Lord spirit to spirit, he can cause you to understand things. And you really won't have words for it. But it's just as easy for God to show you how to put it in words as it is for him to give you the understanding. Now, that may sound weird to some, but anybody that continually go in his presence, you're going to find out. You're going to learn information that you just can't put in words until the Lord unlocks it so you can. I don't know how he does it, but he's talking to a spirit to spirit. He is spirit, we are spirit. We're made in his image, and we're made in his likeness. So we have to, he can transfer information from spirit to spirit and communication. Now, we always look for him to speak in communication that we can receive and understand. But he can also give you information, training, and even a whole profession from just by spirit to spirit. He can transfer, he can download information in you, and you won't know how you understand it. Now, in the last broadcast, we were talking about how everybody has treasures that God planted in them. And when they're around the right opportunity, it'll be revealed, especially when they walk in love with people. When your heart is towards God, you're going to find a lot of treasures that's deep within you. Now, that you were born with that. God gave it to you when he created you. You are a creation. And some people will say, well, my parents weren't married when I was born, or they committed adultery and I was born. That doesn't matter. The child belonged to God. Didn't matter whether the parents were sinning or not sinning. If they were in a sanctioned marriage, fine. If they were sinning, God, the child, you didn't do it. It's not your sin. That's their sin. So everybody is born in sin, whether your parents were married or not. Now, you have to say things like that, because Satan will mess with your mind and say, well, you're not as worthy as others because your parents did wrong when you were born, when you were conceived. You were born in adultery. It doesn't matter who the parents are and what they did. That has nothing to do with you. God is looking at you, and he loves you as a person, and Jesus died for you. And if your parents were married, and they loved God, and they were Christians, you were still a sinner when you were born. Just like the person that's born in adultery. We all were born in sin. And Jesus, thank God, he did something about it. I love God. I love Jesus for doing something about it. And he saved us and forgot about our sin, your parents' sin, and everybody else's sin that believe on it. And then you washed away. You're clean in the sight. Now go on and live. But and whether you were born in or out of wedlock, he still put creative values in you, because his intent was for you to live forever. It was always God's intention. It's God's intention for every person to receive. Hear me good. It's his intention for every soul that was born, no matter where they come from and what they've done, to be saved and live forever with him. So he put treasures in you. They are there. The world would say it's not. People you know would say it's not. People you care about it and think that's wise, they'll put you down. And they don't always, even parents don't always believe the best of their children. But God does. He's greater than your parents. You're going to have to learn to look to him, and the word reveals him. So you're going to have to move on from the muck and the mire of life, things that went wrong. It went wrong. Some things shouldn't have happened. Nobody should have committed adultery or fornication, but people did. But if you were conceived, God knew you would be conceived, and he loves you just like the child that's born in wedlock. And you may have siblings, and your parents have siblings that's born and they're married. And the devil will say, well, you're not as good as them. Then he'll tell them, he's going to lie to them too. So if the devil's talking, he's lying. Don't listen to him. It's not valid. You can rise above junk. It's just junk. That's just noise. Listen to the heart of God, because that's where life is. Now, as we go forward, drawing near to the Lord, you're going to learn so many wonderful things. Things that concern you and things that also concerns God. God, because there's treasures in you, and because you love his people, and because you draw near to him, and the word has rapport with you, you begin to have rapport with God. Now, you have something God needs. You can be a blessing to his people. And it's wise for him to deploy you in areas of life where you need it. That's where obedience comes in. Now, if you let him, if he deploy you and you say yes and you go forward, now God he's in a position to bless you and take you even further. And you're on the road to learn things you can't learn any other way. Obedience always, you know, sometimes people learn things for different reasons. They're at the right place, the right time. And they see things happen and they learn from it. Well, when you're on the road of obedience, you're seeking to be a blessing to people, and you're praying to make a difference. You're on track with God. And he has rapport with you, because it's your pattern to always follow through. And you're single-hearted. You're single-hearted and you're single-minded. Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. Every part of you will be full of light. Full of light. So when you're on that track, when it's like that, and you're going forward doing what God says do, you're going to learn things that you just can't learn any other way. You're going to learn things that no man can teach you. Even the best ministers and most anointed people, they just can't teach it. But when it happens, and as you learn it, because you did that, God can cause his anointed people to say whatever he needs at any time. And it may not even make sense to them, but God will cause them to say precisely what you need, to give you the confirmation that will make the difference. I've seen it happen before. I've seen anointed people say things that God told me in my heart. And there were times that I told them about what God was doing and they couldn't believe it. Same person that encouraged me couldn't see what I saw, because God revealed that to me. And he used them to encourage me. See, anointed people don't know everything. I'm anointed and I don't know everything. And I don't know everything that's going on with